Welcome to Ben Ish Chai Daily for Parshas Vayetzi for Yom Chamishi. For Parshas Vayetzi from the Ben Ish Chai, we're actually going to be sharing two pieces from the Sefer Oyd Yosef Chai of the Ben Ish Chai. Beautiful ideas in this week's Parsha, very pshat-oriented ideas in this week's Parsha. First of all, in this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu arrives in Charan, right? When he arrives in Charan, he sees the shepherds. The shepherds seem to be finishing their job early in the day. Yaakov says to the shepherds, Achai me'ayin atem, my brothers, from where are you coming? Vayomru me'charan anachnu, and they said that they come from Charan. Ask the Ben Ish Chai, why do they say me'charan anachnu? From Charan we are. Wouldn't it be simple enough just to say, and they said, Mecharon. Yaakov asked, where are you from? And the answer is, Mecharon. So says the Ben Ish Chai, very pshat-oriented, that the shepherds had no interest in having an extended conversation with Yaakov Avinu. And they were concerned that Yaakov would say to them, well, if you're from Charan, tell me about Charan. Tell me details about the town. Tell me details about the city. Tell me about the buildings. Tell me about the structure. Because perhaps Yaakov was a person who recognized Charan from before, and he was curious about what it was like right now. So they wanted to avoid that conversation. Therefore, they sent to him, Mecharan anachnu, we are from Charan. Meaning they emphasize we are from Charan, but our fathers and those from previous generations, they were not from Charan. We're newcomers to Charan. And since we're newcomers to Charan, we don't know much about this place, and please do not continue asking us questions. We have no interest in talking to you. So that's the first thing of the Ben Ish Chai. They said, Mecharan anachnu, to emphasize, it's just us, and there's no reason to continue this conversation about Charan. There's another Ben Ish Chai, the next Ben Ish Chai also in Yoidius of Chai, Yaakov said to them, Vayomer lehem hayedatem es Lavan ben Nochar. He asks them whether they know Lavan ben Nochar. Yet we know that Lavan was not ben Nochar. Lavan was the son of Bisuel. Bisuel famously dies in last week's parasha. So why does Yaakov Avinu ask them if his name is Lavan ben Nochar? It says a beautiful pshat. The Gemara and the Medrash say that based on a pasuk, that every time a person mentions the name of a tzaddik, chayev levorche, you're obligated to give him a bracha. As the pasuk says, zecher tzaddik, lebracha. The remembrance of a tzaddik, the mentioning of a tzaddik should be a bracha. And on the other hand, when a person talks about a rasha, chayev lekaleloi, you have to curse a rush every time you talk about him. As the pasuk says, V'shem Rishoyim Yirko, the name of Rishoyim should be rotten. It should be rotten. And that's a curse. Therefore, Yaakov was going to mention the name of Lavan. Yaakov knew that Lavan's a terrible Rasha. Therefore, he knew he had to curse him. But is it appropriate that he comes into this new town and say, Lavan, the cursed one, Shachik Tamya, the one, his bones should be ground up, and all the terrible curses? So he said, no, he's going to hint the curse. Say he called him Lavan ben Nochar. Of course, they thought he was referring to Nochar, Lavan's grandfather. But he was not. He was actually hinting to the word Nechira. Nechira is a very, very brutal, barbaric way of killing a person. In fact, the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim that a person who is a Rasha and a Roidefa Erva, he runs after promiscuity, Ro'oy L'Nachira, he deserves to be barbarically killed in a terrible fashion. So therefore, that's what Yaakov was saying. Yaakov said, Hayedatem es Lavan ben Nochar. And they said, oh, Nochar, he's probably saying Lavan's grandfather. Very strange. But Yaakov was actually saying a curse for Lavan, that this evil Lavan deserves Nechira, a barbaric death, so as to be Mekayim, the obligation of Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Two beautiful ideas from the Ben Ish Chai.